Good evening, Marcel. Dutch journalist, of course, who's well known to people who listen to the BBC regularly and other national radio networks. Marcel, what do you think of tonight's tie? And there's a Vitesse angle on it.
Well, it's one of the most interesting tests for Vitesse Arnhem, as they're facing probably the most difficult team of this year, this calendar year. The Dutch league does not offer this kind of opposition, not this kind of class. Not even Ajax and PSV Eindhoven. The Dutch champions can offer the class I think Ronald Koeman's team can offer.
You made a point yesterday in the press conference of talking about the age of the Vitesse squad and how you were worried that it was a young squad. When you look at the team Peter Bosz has put out, is it as young as you were worried about? Or are you...
It could have been even younger, but it's full of talent. There is not every Chelsea loan player is in that team at the moment because due to work permits he's had to leave one or two behind, but it's still a very young team, and that is because Holland is nothing more than a pond full of young fish, and as soon as one fish gets bigger, it jumps above the water, it's snapped up by the English Premier League.
You say that almost with a disheartened feel to it. I guess it's just the nature of the beast, isn't it? The money talks in football, and that's it.
You know, if I just give you one example of the television money, the TV money Southampton Football Club has every year, which Ronald Koeman can use to buy players or to attract players, is more, I think a third more, than the entire Dutch Eredivisie.
Wow.
Which sums up what the possibilities of Southampton are.
Do you think that means there's that difference in class, a similar difference in class between these teams tonight, or is the class less than the money suggests?
Because it's early in the season, I think also Southampton are looking to build a team. The organisation will not be as professional, not as strong and tight as Ronald Koeman will want it. Third run in the season when he starts in that Premier League. This is one of the real first big tests for him. So I think I'm hoping that it will be a little bit even.
And just finally, Marcel, what's your view on Ronald Koeman as a manager and on the job he's done at Southampton? Because he's had, in his management career, he's had some clubs it's gone well at, some clubs it hasn't gone well at. But he always has I've found him to be brilliant to work with for the last year or so. He's got this lovely, even manner about him. And everything he does, he's very professional. He retains a slight distance from you all the time. You've known him for years. What do you think of what he's doing here?
I've known him as a player, and I've seen him go into management, and I think of all the managers in Holland available, he is by far the best. You are so lucky to have this manager, because we wanted him for the Dutch national team until Gus Hiddink stepped in with his walking stick, still trying to be the national coach. Oh, I still hate it. You know, we should have had Koeman, but you've got him. And there is not a better one in the country.
Do you think that naturally, though, he is a sort of continental manager who will do his spell and then take the Dutch job or move on? Did you see him, bedding down? It doesn't seem to be the modern way to want to start a dynasty. Most managers want to do 2 or 3 years and then go, don't they?
Well, I think it's almost unavoidable when your manager is really good that there is attraction from elsewhere. But there's one thing Ronald Koeman's told me over the last few months, also in his column, which he does for our newspaper, The Telegraph, is that he cannot believe how much he loves it here. He says the Premier League is fantastic, the club is fantastic, Ralph Kruger and all the people are giving him all the possibilities which he needs to build a team. And he says, oh, I can see myself staying in England for a long time.
Fantastic. Marcel, that'll be music to Saints fans' ears. Thank you for your time. And now we know where all those good stories in The Telegraph come from. Thank you very much, Marcel.
You're welcome.
Van der Kraan of The Telegraph in Holland. He just mentioned Ralph Kruger. Ralph is coming over to have a chat with us live whenever he's ready now. So we're live here on BBC Radio Solent. We move one out, Marcel, and we move in. Well, we go from Holland to Canada and welcome the chairman. Good evening, sir.
Southampton you go to, not to Canada. It's just my accent that throws everybody off.
Are you well?
I'm very well, of course. On a night like tonight, Adam, we're really... a few things are happening. One of them is we're celebrating, of course, the fact that we have an international competition that counts. I think it's a special moment for all of us to step back and appreciate what's taken us here. But also, we're looking the challenge in the eyes, and I spent some time with the team this week, and you can really feel that we're here to do business. So I wish the guys a good start, and it's wonderful that we have a full St. Mary's tonight.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, at the risk of being obsequious, the club has to take some credit for the policy, the ticketing policy, the way they've approached this competition. The manager has been selling this tournament for months, ever since it's been a possibility for the team. He hasn't been giving it, oh, who wants the Europa League? He's been saying, I want the Europa. And everyone now has bought into it.
Well, right through the club, anybody in leadership and or right through the players or the staff, you can tell that we all want more experience. We know these kind of events make, you know, help the club grow, help the individuals grow, and that's why the language has been that way, and we're happy that our fans have embraced the language and feel the importance of this opportunity for us. And everything else, anybody who complains about wanting more football doesn't make any sense to me. I think it's all about this. It's all about events like today, and let's fight for more.